time for the Bahuska Huskies Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar. Bahuska had its first game of 2015 this past Friday. You guys lost at home to Verdigris in what was one of really the closer games in the area. And Coach Sindelar, what were your thoughts after game number one?
Well, I had to look, really, I had a lot of mixed emotions. I know our team was inexperienced in some of their line, in some of the areas that we were trying to put together as far as having an efficient team on, and so I knew that going in that there's just a lot of stuff that wasn't, that you're just not able to cover in a short period of time going into a game. So I knew those things might come up. They just might appear during the game, and they did. What I did see was our team did compete hard. They made a lot of mistakes, and some of those mistakes were pretty costly, and I think they were really some momentum-changing mistakes that really kind of took us out of the game when we were had an opportunity to keep that game within a score and gave up a kickoff return. So we learned a lot about trying to keep momentum from blowing you out, and I really felt like our kids competed very well on a hot, humid night, and we're obviously mismatched numbers-wise with they're carrying 66 players on their rosters to our 23, and so it was kind of a mismatch there. So we learned a lot of things that we needed to get corrected, but I did learn a lot about our team, that they will compete and they'll battle all the way till the end. So there was a lot of goods and a lot of bads. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I'm pretty pleased to work with these kids.
Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar with us here on the Huskies Coach's Corner. As I mentioned, Bahuska falling at home to Verdigris this past Friday, 35-14. Week number two coming up this Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff in Dewey. Bahuska at Dewey, in a game you can hear right here on Sports Talk 1500 AM, and also will be simulcast on K-Rig 104.9 FM between the Bulldoggers and the Huskies. And before we get into Dewey here in just a second, Coach Sindelar, why don't you run down some specific individuals that you thought played well for you this past Friday?
Well, again, it's kind of difficult to really point out individuals because, once again, I think and on the offensive side of the ball, as we talked about last week, where we're trying to spread the ball around to a lot of different individuals. And with that being said, our offense really was not able to produce very well. We had some weaknesses that where we weren't able to block their offensive or their defensive front very well, and so we were pretty stymied offensively. And so with that being said, very hard for us to be able to really single out anybody on the offensive side of the ball. But our defense did a great job of being able to hang in there and really kind of keep us in that ball game. Probably, I think we was a two-score ball game, deep into the third quarter before it kind of started getting away from us. So our defensive, really the entire defensive side of the ball did a really good job. Now, there's a few people that really stood out. I know John Bighorse did a good job, you're playing his middle linebacker spot. And so there's a few more. But once again, it was kind of like a team effort on both sides. Not a lot of individual standouts, but other than I think I felt really good about where we were defensively this early in the season.
Talking Husky football with Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar here on the Bahuska Coach's Corner. The Huskies at Dewey coming up this Friday night, and the Bulldoggers 0-1. They lost a game to Nowata in their week number one matchup, and what do you expect out of Dewey this coming Friday?
Well, I think obviously with playing Nowata, who's obviously got their program really, really running well, so that's a very quality team that they played against. And Dewey also, they've got a quality program. I think more than anything, at this early stage of the week, as we're kind of, at about midweek, we spent more time basically trying to fix what we are instead of kind of preparing for Dewey. And it's kind of maybe an odd thing to say here on the radio this early, at this part of the week, but more than anything, we're being more attentive to what we are so that we can go out and execute offensively and, so that we can kind of make sure that the game's more controlled than it was where we were a little bit hapless as far as our offensive side of the ball. So, once again, Dewey runs a, they got a quality program. They're going to bring, it's going to be out there home. So obviously it's going to be big, but for us to be able to go out there and be able to perform at a higher level than we did this last week.
Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar, the Huskies at the Bulldoggers this Friday night, 7 o'clock, just off of Highway 75 there up in Dewey. Once again, you can hear that game right here on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM, online at BartlesvilleRadio.com, and also on KRIG 104.9, as Adam Hooper will have coverage of Nowata's Thursday night game and also the Dewey Friday night matchup against the before-mentioned Huskies. Coach Sindelar, appreciate it so much. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thanks a lot for having me. Talk to you next week.